Welcome to the Ziegler Inspire Podcast.
Ziegler Inspire Podcast.
Hello, Inspire Podcasters. This is your host, Blake Lindsay. Today, we are continuing to look at how to set goals. Zig has a seven-step formula for setting goals, and he shared the first three steps in the previous podcast. Step number one is to identify your goal. Step number two is to list all the benefits from reaching your goal. And step number three is to list all the obstacles to reaching your goal. What do you say we learn the other four steps today? As Zig shares his goal of losing weight, let's listen and I'll be back to recap.
I'm a foodie and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon, really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky where horse racing and bourbon are famous and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
What's the process you go through? Step number four, what skill or knowledge is required to reach this goal? Well, I only needed to know two things here about exercise and jogging and the diet. That's where the Cooper Clinic came in handy for me. Number five, who are the individuals, groups, companies, and organizations to work with? Well, again, Dr. Ken Cooper, Dr. Randy Martin, obviously the redhead and I have got to agree on when is the best time. Sometimes I would come in at 6 o'clock, she'd say, honey, I am so hungry, can we eat now? I wanted to run, okay? Now, what do we do? What I do is I go ahead and I do the dinner with the redhead, and then I run that evening a couple of hours later on. You see, you got to keep everything in balance. I have one friend who gets up every morning at 5 o'clock and runs an hour. Bottom line, he never has any time in the morning to spend with his family. Now, you see, I happen to believe, and I say that's what he does, that's what he was doing 15 years ago. Maybe he has changed that. But what I am saying is, you got to fit it in so you don't alienate the people who are important to you. That's the reason for the complete goals program itself. Now, why do I need to work with my secretary? That ought to be very, very obvious. When we schedule a speaking engagement, well, I frequently get invited to have a meal with the person sponsoring that engagement. And the thing she always says, well, let's see how we work it around so he has time to do his exercises. That is a part of the schedule. We work with the program chairman. Those are the people I had to work to. Okay, what is my plan of action to reach the goal? Most important thing, of course, is I had to make the commitment. Well, that commitment had been made, and it was a strong one. Limit my sweets. I am not about to completely eliminate sweets. Now, while I was in the process of losing this weight, let me tell you what I did. I had my dessert one day a week after church. I tell you, I couldn't wait to get over to Brahms' place to get that French chocolate almond ice cream. It happens to be the best ice cream in the whole world, okay? Now, as you know, if you've ever been in an ice cream parlor, there are some scoopers who are better scoopers than other scoopers. You probably notice that. I mean, some really get it up, and some, they just kind of hesitant about giving you a full scoop. And so I would watch, and I would spot the best scooper. And if another scooper approached me to dip my ice cream, I'd always have my back turned. And then when I could see that the good scooper was available, I'll turn around and I'd say I'd have a double dip of that Brahms French chocolate almond ice cream. Oh, I tell you, I love my sweet. It became a goal, get there on Sunday, eat your dessert, and then I set the goal to be there again the next Sunday. Now, since then, there have been a lot of good things happen. Some of this yogurt today is just as good as that ice cream and don't have all of that fat and stuff in it, okay? Now, no fried foods. I don't think I've had 3 bites of fried food in the last 3 years. Exercise daily. I eat nutritional snacks when I'm late at night. I eat a well-balanced diet. I eat slowly, and I only eat at the table, and I drink those 8 glasses of water every day, all right? Those are the things that have worked for me. Then when I had gone through all of the process, then I could put the completion date on it. I can't tell you the number of times I've had somebody say, yeah, you got to have those goals. As a matter of fact, by next October, I'm going to have. And they just set an objective, and then they start trying to work things out in order to reach it on that date. I'm telling you, that's a blueprint for disaster, because you become obsessed with that goal and you begin to neglect a whole lot of other things. When you put it together as a program, you might discover that it's unrealistic to have that new automobile by next October. Next June the following year might be better because you can do that in conjunction with all of the other things. What I'm saying is, again, when it's organized, you don't give up the things which are important just to get the things that you really do feel that you want. When you look at your goals, when you've taken those particular steps, then you've got those goals set. When you've done all of that, you have eliminated an awful lot of the goals that had been there. Now what do you do? Well, what you do now is you choose 4 goals that you can work on every single day. Now, what do you do with all of the other goals? You might have 15 or 20 goals left. I've got a number of goals that I have which I cannot work on every day. For example, one of my long-range goals is to play the top 100 golf courses in America before I cash it in and shoot my age before I call it quits on the golf course. Well, I can't go play one of the top golf courses in the world today or even next week. But 3 weeks from today, I'll be playing Oakmont in Pittsburgh, which is one of the top 100 golf courses. Now, have I abandoned that goal because I can't work on it every day? Of course not. I always write 3 books at one time. Now, obviously, I can't be writing 3 books at one time. What am I talking about? I start the research 5 years earlier. Now, every time I see an article or information on this subject, I start filing it away. I clip the magazines and newspapers and all. I might not clip but 1 a week or even 1 a month, but it is in front of me periodically, at least every month. I review all of those goals to make certain I've got them there. But on a weekly basis, every week, I choose 4 goals that I'm going to work on every day. And with the way the performance planner is set up, I can instantly, in less than 2 minutes at the end of the week, I can review it and I can say it was a good week for this one, a good week for this one. I didn't do very much on this one. And sometimes that's going to happen. But I am constantly reminded of where I am. This permits me to do more of the things I really want to do. Now, folks, I can't say this strongly enough. There is no way on earth that you can hear this one time and retain everything that has been said. That's the reason you've got the outline. That's the reason you need to keep it with it. That's the reason it needs to become a part of you. Now, I'm going to tell you in advance, it is going to require considerable discipline early on. But you do it for 30 days, and I'll absolutely guarantee you, you'll be elated, delighted, amazed, motivated, enthusiastic, grateful. You'll be everything because you will see changes take place in every phase of your life.
What are the 4 goals you will work on this week? This process will certainly keep you focused on your goals. Zig mentions a tool called the Performance Planner. It is a goal tracking tool that Zig designed, and you can find out more about it at Ziglar.com. Here is a quick review of the 7 steps you take to set a goal. First, you identify clearly what your goal is. Then you list all the benefits from reaching your goal. Step number 3 is to list all the obstacles to reaching your goal. Step number 4 is to list all the skills and knowledge you need to accomplish your goal. Step number 5, you list all the people you need to work with to accomplish your goal. Step number 6 is when you create a plan of action to reach the goal. And step number 7 is the actual deadline you set to reach your goal. What do you say we get a jump start on the new year by starting on your goals today? This is Blake Lindsay encouraging you to live your life to the fullest.
Ziegler. Inspiring true performance.